在有一个地方摆了有两摊这个卖水果的摊子。
There is this place where there are two booths selling fruits.
那他们都从同样一个农场来买进水果。
And、these two vendors got their stocks from the same farm.
这个假摊的老板呢，他总是把最好的水果先摆出来卖。
And the A vendor always puts out his best fruits in the morning to sell.
B 摊的老板呢，他总是先把那些比较不好的摆出来卖。
And the B vendor always puts out a lesser great products to sell in the morning.
你如果想打瞌睡的话，你可以想想几个问题。
And before you doze off, you can think of a couple questions.
你觉得说这个哪一摊他的生意会比较好
？Think which vendor has a better customer？
哪一摊他的这个卖得比较快
？Oh, which vendor has better business and which vendor sells faster？
哪一摊比较会赚钱
？And which vendor makes more money？
如果是你的话，你会怎么卖
？If it were you, that is the vendor, how would you sell your product？
如果是我的话，我一定先把好的拿出来卖。
If I were the vendor, I would always put out my best fruits in the morning.
我的意思就是说，陈传道所讲的道理都是拿出最好的来。
And therefore, what I'm trying to say is that when I say my sermons, I always give the best in the morning.
你听的时候，如果觉得说你最好的才这样子而已哦，请你为陈传道祷告。
And if you think that this is the best I can give, then you can pray for me.
这次的主题叫做如何使基督成为你的生命。
Our topic of mutual encouragement this time is how do you
how to make Christ be your life.
How do you make Christ the center of your life?
Be your life.
How do you make Christ your life?
因为这是从哥罗西书三章第四节所引出来的，说基督是我们的生命。
And this is from Colossians chapter
3:4.基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
那从这个 Christ 这个字母呢，这个字呢，它有六个字母，所以就列了，怎么又变成这样？就弄了六个题目。
The word Christ is spelled with six letters, and therefore we have six topics.
那个 Christ 刚好可以有六个题目。
CHRIST spells out six different subtopics.
那昨天我们讲了第三个基督是我们的救赎主。
And yesterday we talked about Christ is our Redeemer, the third subtopic.
其他五个题目呢，本来准备在联恩会的时候来讲。
And for the rest of the other five topics, we were about to tell them during our spiritual convocation.
基督是我的中心。
Christ is our center.
基督是我的盼望。
Christ is the hope.
基督是救赎主。
Christ is the Redeemer.
基督是教师。
Christ is instructor.
基督是力量。
Christ is the strength.
我们要信靠基督。
And in Christ we trust.
我也实在准备了这六篇道理。
And I indeed prepared six sermons.
但是呢，这都还没有试过车。
However, I've never tried them before.
我想说我飞了将近三个小时的飞机来这里试车，好像说不过去。
And so I thought about it. It took me 3 hours to fly here to try out these topics. It doesn't seem worth it.
所以呢，就想说我还是把这几篇讲章留回去美国试车好了。
So what I thought is that I might try them out later when I go back to the States.
觉得说可以出场了，再出场。
Until I think they're about ready to be given out in the public, and then I will give them.
如果主若愿意，下一次还有机会来。如果这几篇可以出场的话，下一次跟大家分享。
And therefore, if God willing, then these six topics might be able to be spoken out in public next time.
我们多学几种语言是不错的。
It is indeed good to learn different languages.
如果是用中文的话，我大概不会去想出这六个题目。
Because if I only knew Chinese, then I wouldn't be able to come up with these six topics.
那因为有这个英文的这个 Christ 那你每一个字母 弄出一个题目，看起来好像还不错嘛，哈。
And because of the word Christ, and I am able to come up with six subtopics out of this word Christ, and therefore it looks pretty good.
这个没有版权。
And this is not copyrighted.
啊，所以欢迎弟兄姐妹，你如果有帮助领会的，你可以用。
And therefore, I welcome brothers and sisters to take these topics if you want to give sermons.
哦，但你如果有用的话，把你的讲章 email 一份给我。
And if you do come up with sermons, please email your sermon script to me.
啊，让我能够参考你的啊，或许呢，我心血来潮也会替你改改你的讲章。
Perhaps I can use them as references, and I might be able to correct them for you.
啊，这样我们可以互相求进步。
This way we can help each other out.
好，我们现在讲正题。
Now let us go back to our main topic.
怎么还不换？啊，我们来讲这个啊灵性的训练。
Today our topic of mutual encouragement is spiritual disciplines.
哦，没有一个人生来就自然啊，他灵性啊就成熟。
And there's no one that is born with successful and prosperous spirituality.
我们实在从圣经里头，从生活当中啊，看到一些。信仰伟大、信仰成功的人。
Indeed, from the Bible and from our daily livings, we can see people with great spirituality.
啊，但是信仰的伟大成功不是与生俱来的。
However, the successful spirituality do not come naturally.
哦，他也是经过一个很大的成长。
There are paths to be gone through to achieve that kind of level.
这种很大幅度的成长啊，常常在生活当中啊有所专注、有所奉献啊，或者有所信念耶稣。
And these progressions comes from the dedication and sacrifice and trainings in our lives.
我们来看保罗他怎么来描写基督徒的生活。
And let us see how Paul describes the daily livings of a Christian.
请看提摩太后书第二章。
Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章第三节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 3.
保罗说：“你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。”第四节。
Verse 4.
凡在军中当兵的，不将事务缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。第五。
Verse 5.
人若在场上比武，挥按规矩，就不能得冠冕。第六。
Verse 6.
劳力的农夫，理当先得粮食。第七节。
Verse 7.
我所说的话，你要思想，因为凡事主必给你聪明。啊，在这里保罗用了几种人啊，来描述什么是基督徒。
Here Paul uses several different kinds of occupation to describe Christian life.
基督徒的生活好像啊，这个当兵的人好像军人。
Christian life is like the life of a soldier.
啊，在战争的时候很需要啊这些军人。
During warfare, a country needs its soldiers.
啊，但是这些军人要经过很严格的训练。
However, soldiers have to go through hardship and trainings.
啊，尤其呢，一定要经过这个新兵训练营。
They especially need to go through trainings.
Boot camp.
And boot camp.
啊，让一个老百姓成为一个军人。
So that as a normal civilian can become a soldier.
啊，我们在座的弟兄有些人当过兵。
And many of our fellow brothers have gone through military trainings.
啊，相信你一定啊印象很深刻你的这个新兵训练。
And I am sure that you will never forget the days when you were in boot camp.
让你从一个老百姓成为一个军人。
This camp allows you to become a soldier from a normal civilian.
啊，经过三个月、四个月之后呢，啊，要让你从老百姓成为军人。
Within these 3 to 4 months, you will become a soldier.
啊，所以第一天一进去就把老百姓的服装全部脱掉。
And therefore, once you enter this boot camp, the first thing you do is take off your clothing as a normal civilian.
啊，进去的第一天把你的头发都理掉。
First day you enter, they will shave off all your hair.
啊，经过严格的训练。
And through hardship and trainings.
啊，让你的体格像一个军人。
Your physique will become like one that fitable to be a soldier.
啊，让你熟悉一些战争的事情。
You will be familiarized with worship.
还有更重要的，训练你绝对的服从。
And most importantly, they will train you to be fully submissive.
啊，这样你才能够成为一个军人，才能够去保卫国家。
So that you can become a soldier to protect and defend your country.
啊，我们基督徒也好像是一个运动员。
And as Christians, we are also like an athlete.
啊，最近是奥运的比赛，我们看到好多优秀的选手，他们拿到了金牌。
From the recent Olympics, you can see that many of the great athletes, they win medals.
啊，但是如果我们仔细去看这些优秀的运动员，啊，他们背后训练的过程。
But if you inspect these athletes, you will see that they have gone through hardship and training.
啊，你会发现说他们是经过了啊这个对自我很多的要求而有今天的结果。
You will find that they have a lot of self-discipline to achieve what they have today.
我们有一个姐妹，她的孩子曾经在美国被选入那个可以啊准备当这个奥运会的这个游泳选手。
There was a sister whose son was once chosen to be an Olympic swimmer.
啊，每天上学之前五点多，做妈妈的就要起床，就带着孩子去接受训练。
Every day before 5 a.m. the sister would have to prepare her son to go to his trainings.
啊，这孩子下了学之后，不是就像一般孩子回到家里翻冰箱吃冰淇淋
？And then like other students who come home after school and they go to their fridge and look for food to eat.
啊，他是马上的又要赶去游泳池去继续接受训练。
This brother has to go to the swimming pool immediately to receive his trainings.
啊，后来这个妈妈投降了 ，give up.
And later this mother gave up.
哇，这个训练过程那个不是啊，这个不是一般人。过的日子。
The process of the training wasn't any life that a normal people could withstand.
为什么？为了成为一个优秀的运动员。
And this is all because one wants to become a perfect athlete.
为什么？为了在运动场上能够夺得金牌。
And this is so that they can win a medal during their in their competitions.
啊，今天我们要成为一个有长进、成熟的基督徒。
Today to become a full Christian.
这个不是说说就会自然达到的。
It is not something that we can do by merely saying.
我们需要经过训练。
We must go through trainings.
啊，训练的代价所得到的代价就是让我们真的得着自由。
And this training gives us the full price of freedom.
啊，在信仰生活里头，我们来训练自己，让我们能够真的得着我们所想要拥有的。
And so during our spiritual life, we must train ourselves so that we can truly gain what we wish for, what we want.
我们希望我们的生活，我们信仰生活充满智慧，充满力量。
If we want our spiritual life to be full of wisdom and full of strength,
有属灵的智慧，我们才能够有这个很敏锐的这种观察力。
If we have this spiritual, if we have this spiritual strength, then will we have the this sharp?Instinct of spirituality.
我们知道神是无限的。
We know God is omnipotent.
啊，所以我们对神的认识，对神的爱，啊，那也是没有结束的一天。
And therefore, there should be unceasing love and understanding towards God.
我们想要更多的认识神。
If we want to know God fully.
我们想要更多的明白圣经。
If we want to understand the Bible more.
我们要自我要求，要训练自己。
We must learn to self-discipline and discipline ourselves.
我们每一个人生来就带着一些个性上的缺陷。
Because we are all born with our own iniquities.
我们每一个人啊，在生活当中啊，有一些的软弱过患，是我们需要去克服的。
There are weaknesses that we need to discipline ourselves to control.
我们需要有力量去胜过我们那一些不好的习惯。
We need the strength to overcome these bad habits that we have.
所以在灵性上我们要锻炼自己。
Therefore, in our spirituality, we must learn to self-discipline.
在生活当中我们需要有一个对的属灵的啊，对的眼光来指引我们人生的方向。
And therefore, in our spiritual life, we need the right eyesight to direct our path of life.
我们希望我们有一个属灵的眼光，能够分辨神的旨意。
We must have a spiritual eyesight so that we can discern God's will.
我们希望我们在遇到困难的时刻里头，我们仍然能够忍耐的前进。
And this is so that in our sufferings, in our adversities, we can still proceed and go onward.
这么多的理由告诉我们要在灵性上来 要求自己锻炼自己。
And all these reasons tells us why we need to discipline ourselves in our own spirituality.
这种灵性的训练能够培养我们那个内在里头的力量。
And these kind of spiritual discipline training can help us to nurture our spiritual life within us.
当我们谈到锻炼训练的时候，就是在某一个方面你是被要求被约束的。
When we talk about discipline and trainings, it means that at a certain point you are restrained and limited.
好像说这个新兵被放在新兵训练营里头。
For example, new soldiers, they have to go to a boot camp.
他被限制在那个地方。
They're restrained into one location.
他不可以说我现在想出去，想出去，吃个宵夜，他就出去了。
They can't say I am craving for some snacks, and they can't just leave the camp.
他不能说训练到一半说我太累了，我要去躺下来休息。
When, during their training, they can't just go and lie down because they're tired.
不行的，他是要被约束的。
They cannot do so because they are limited, they are restrained.
在某一方面受约束，在另一方面，他才能够有所得。
It is only by this restraining that they can gain something in another way.
在灵性上我们锻炼自己，我们也是在某一些方面我们受约束。
So when we discipline ourselves in our spirituality, we are restrained in some way.
在另一方面我们才能够得着真正的自由。
But in another hand, we can truly gain freedom.
我们如果有在做我们灵性上的锻炼，
If we continue to do ourselves our own spiritual discipline,
我们就很自由地享有那种内在里头的力量。
Then we can freely gain the strength within us.
如果我们灵性不锻炼，
If we do not discipline our spirituality,
我告诉你，我们大家生活都会充满着很多的挫折跟困惑。
I can tell you that our life will be filled with adversity and afflictions for sure.
为什么基督徒没有平安，没有喜乐？
Why is it that Christians do not have peace and joy?
为什么基督徒还常常充满着许多的埋怨？
Why is it that Christians often complain?
没有灵性上的信念。
This is because they are lacking a spiritual discipline.
我要提几点跟大家一起来做我们信念的项目，跟我们努力的目标。
And there are a few.points that I would like to set as goals for our own spiritual discipline.
第一个，我们在信仰生活里头，我们要有这种默想的这种训练。
First, in our spiritual life, we must learn to meditate.
这默想能够帮助我们心意，我们的心思意念更新变化。
Meditation can help us to change and renew our hearts.
这是保罗他的劝勉。
And this is an encouragement from Paul.
让我们的心思能够更新变化。
To renew and change our minds.
请看罗马书十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章第一节、第二节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。第二节
Verse 2，
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神善良存钱可喜悦的旨意。这是保罗对信徒的勉励。
This is encouragement from Paul to the members of the church.
我们能够成为神所喜悦的。
How do we become pleasing to God?
就是我们的心意更新而变化。
By rejuvenating and renewing our hearts.
那这样子呢，我们就可以好好的来侍奉神。
Only by doing so can we truly serve God.
这样子我们才能够真正的把身体来献上。
Only by doing so can we truly sacrifice ourselves as living sacrifices.
所以我们都有意来回报神，来侍奉神。
And this is how we can repay God and serve God.
我们如何准备自己？
But how do we prepare ourselves?
就是这里所说的心意更新而变化。
By doing according to what it is said here to renew our hearts.
那如何达到这样的效果，这样的一个目标？
But how do we achieve this goal?
就是常常有这个 默想
by often contemplating and meditation and meditating
哦，让我们对属灵的真理啊，能够更深入得到启发
so that we can understand and understand the revelations of the Bible
我们想要更明白圣经吗
in order to understand the Bible further
我们就要将神的话放在心里头常常去思想
We must meditate God's words in our hearts often.
我们知道，我们如果不明白圣经，不明白神的旨意，常常啊会受到亏损。
And if we do not often think about God's words, then the damage is upon us.
我们不要以为说这个默想这个名词好像是某一些宗教的名词。
Do not think that the word meditation is one of other religions
啊，因为很多的佛教徒也常常会讲到这个所谓的默想
because other Buddhists often meditate too
其实这个本来是圣经里头的东西
however this word actually comes from the Bible
啊，我们请看耶稣雅记第一章
let's turn to Joshua Joshua chapter 1
耶稣雅记第一章第八节
Joshua chapter 1 verse 8
这律法书你不可离开你的口总要昼夜思想好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话如此你的道路就可以亨通凡事顺利这神对耶稣亚的勉励
This is an encouragement from God to Joshua
说这个律法书神的教训不可以离开你的口
As it's saying that the book of the law should never leave you.
而且呢，要昼夜的去思想。
And you must study it day and night.
啊，这样子能够让你的道路可以亨通，凡事顺利。
And this is to ensure that you are prosperous and successful.
哦，所以默想其实就是圣经里头的东西，跟里头的教导。
And therefore, this comes from a teaching of the Bible.
诗篇第一篇一开始也是这样的教导。
And this is what it is taught in the Psalms chapter 1.
请看诗篇第一篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 1.
第一篇第二节。
Chapter 1 verse 2.
我喜爱主的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。第三节。
Verse 3.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。这里也是讲到喜爱神的话，而且昼夜去思想。
Here also mentions that those who love the words of God and who think of it day and night.
哦，这样的人有福气了。
People like this are blessed.
这样的人灵命要丰盛。
People like this will have a full spirituality.
哦，所以不要一想到这个所谓默想，你就把它想到这是其他宗教的事情。
And therefore, when we think about meditating upon God's words, it is not of other religions.
而圣经里头所说的默想，其实也跟一般宗教所讲的默想是不一样的。
And this meditating upon the Bible verses is in fact different from other religions.
很多的宗教所谓的默想，就是要把你里头的东西都拿掉。
In other religions, when they talk about meditation, they ask you to remove all your thoughts within you.
哦，让你能够心安静下来。
This is so that you can quiet your heart.
啊，所以有人在啊。这样的过程里头啊，觉得他能够心里平静了。
And many people find that during these experiences, they can calm their hearts.
哦，但是你如果继续这样下去
，But if you continue doing so,
啊，你把里头的东西都拿掉，不晓得什么东西要进来。
When you empty yourselves and you do not know what should go into your heart,
啊，所以有时候我们多多少少听到一些不幸的事情。
And therefore, we have heard some unfortunate stories.
啊，那把里头的东西都掏空了，啊、结果。不好的东西进来。
When people cleanse themselves and empty themselves, and bad things enter into their hearts.
那圣经里头所告诉我们的默想却不是这样子。
But in the Bible, it is a different kind of meditation that we should do.
我们里头是有东西的。
We have something within us.
我们里头有圣这个神的话语在里头来默想。
We have the words of God, and this is something. This is the thing that we should meditate upon.
哦，所以在我们默想的当中呢，我们对神的教导能够更明白。
Therefore, during our meditations, we can further understand the words of God.
啊，明白了之后，圣灵、主耶稣帮助我们， 让我们去实行。
And therefore, when we understand God's words, the Holy Spirit and God will help us so that we can put it into action.
这样我们在灵性上就会有长进。
This way, we can grow in our spirituality.
那灵性长进就给我们带来真正的喜乐。
With this growth, we can gain true joy.
啊，所以默想其实是我们今天我们每个弟兄姐妹要好好去训练的一个项目。
And therefore, meditating upon God's word is something that we should train ourselves to do today.
常常我们怎么想，我们就会成为怎么样的人。
Because often we do according to what we think.
我们今天生活在这个电子资讯的时代。
And by living in this technological world today.
啊，不论我们愿意不愿意，世界上的东西常常不断的涌进来。
Whether we are willing or not, the world often influences our thoughts.
哦，世界的知识进来了。
And once we understand the world's knowledge,
世界的价值观进来了。
The values of this world enter our hearts.
啊，世界的所谓喜好厌恶也进来了。
And all the likings and dislikings of this world also enter our hearts.
啊，这个世界的流行进来了。
And all the trends and also come into our hearts.
啊，世界的行为进来了。
And the actions and behaviors of this world also enter our hearts.
啊，世人对世界对将来的展望也进来了。
And all the hopes that people have for their future also enter our hearts.
我们作为一个基督徒，我们难道不应该采取一些行动吗？
What is the course of actions that we as Christians should take?
我们就让这些东西这样子不断的进来吗
？Should we just allow all these things to come while overwhelming us?
我们的心思意念，我们也应该让神的话进来，来充满我们才对。
But we should let the words of God to come into our hearts and fill us.
我们怎么去实行这个默想
？Therefore, how do we meditate upon God's word?
从默想里头去学习怎么默想。
And therefore, we must meditate upon how to meditate upon God's words.
啊，第一个很基本的功课就是背圣经。
And a simple exercise is to memorize Bible verses.
啊，不要以为说背圣经是这宗教教育那些初级班以下小朋友的事情。
Memorizing Bible verses is not something that only RE kids do.
啊，我相信这个耶稣雅记第一章里头，耶稣雅他不是那个 junior 以下的那种年纪。
I believe Joshua from the book of Joshua chapter 1, he was not at a junior age.
哦，他已经是这个百姓当中的这个带领者。
He was a fully grown man. He was a leader among his people.
啊，他甚至比我们在座好多人年纪都更大。
He was probably more elder than many of us.
哦，但是神对他说：“这个律法书不要离开你的嘴巴。”
But God told him, "Do not let the book of law leave you."
啊，就是你要记，把它记下来。
Which means that you must memorize the words.
然后你才可以去反复的去思想。
And then you can contemplate upon them.
把圣经背下来。
Therefore, memorize Bible verses.
让我们里头有东西。
So that we are filled inwardly.
然后。才去默想，才去反复的去思想。
Then we can continue to contemplate upon them.
让我们能够集中在每一个句子，每一个字。
So that we can concentrate on each and every phrase and each and every word.
相信你会对很多的神的教训会有更深、更新的一番领悟。
And I believe by doing so, you will have different feelings and thoughts and.Learnings from this meditation.
对圣经的默想，这也要帮助我们祷告的果效。
And this meditation upon God's word will also help us in our prayer.
我们请看约翰福音十五章。
Let's turn to Gospel of John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章第七节。
Gospel of John chapter 15 verse 7.
你若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。第十节还你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。我们要常常在主耶稣里头。
We must remain in God.
那再来呢？主耶稣的话也常常在我们里面。
And therefore, the words of God will often remain in us.
接下来一个很大的应许就是你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就。
And therefore, what you ask for, it will be given to you once you ask.
我们总希望我们的祷告是有功效的。
We often hope that our prayer are not in vain.
这里是一个100%的应许，凡你所愿的 祈求就给你成就。
But here it is God's promise that whatever you ask for, it will be given to you.
这个应许跟主耶稣的话在我们里面有绝对的关系。
And this promise with the God's word within our heart has a direct relationship.
哦，所以你说背圣经重不重要
？And therefore, this is the importance of memorizing Bible verses.
哦，所以你说默想神的话。重不重要
Therefore, isn't it important to meditate upon Bible verses?
这跟我们的祷告是有直接的关系的。
It is closely connected to our prayers.
那我们默想之后，我们又加上我们的祷告。
After our meditation, after our prayer.
再来就是我们在生活当中就能够实行出来。
And then we can proceed and act it out in our lives.
很仔细的去思想。至少主耶稣的每一句话。
By carefully meditating upon God's words.
我举一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
约翰福音第三章。
Gospel of John chapter 3.
约翰福音三章十六节。
Gospel of John chapter 3 verse 16.
十六节。
Verse 16.
第一句话说神爱世人。
Verse 16 it says,For God loved the world.
你如果要多一点的挑战的话，哈，你不但背中文，哈，你也背英文。
If you want to challenge yourself, you can not only memorize the Chinese verses, you can also memorize the English verse.
这中文是说神爱世人。
In Chinese, it says that God loved the people of the world.
英文呢
？And the English one says, "For God loved the world."
你要很仔细的去想，哈。那个中文写人，那英文写世界。
If you contemplate upon this, in the Chinese saying, it says God loved the people of the world, but for the English version, it says God loved the world.
我们不是常常说，我们不要贪爱世界吗
？And doesn't the Bible say we're not supposed to love the world?
但是主耶稣有的英文圣经还加一个 so love the world.
But in the Bible, in the English version, it says But God so loved the world.
不是爱而已哦，是很爱。主耶稣很爱世界。
God not only loved the world, He loved the world very much.
怎么会这样子？那不是叫我们不要爱世界？那主耶稣他又爱世界。
And therefore, what has gone wrong? Because the Bible also tells us, "Do not love the world." And why does God love the world?
那你就会去想说，那这个世界大概这个字大概是啊。有一些值得 去查考的地方。
And from this, you will learn that maybe there's something that you should study in this Bible.
你如果有兴趣的话，你去查查看。
And therefore, you will look it up somewhere else.
我不能够这个把什么答案都给你。
I can't give you the answer right now.
你也要自己做一些功课。
Sometimes you must do your own homework.
那我们怎么来背圣经。
So how can we memorize Bible verses?
我不是那个功夫 master 哈，都只要留几步。
Well, because I am not the kung fu master, so I have to.
的那个脑细胞我们没有去用。
And therefore, there are actually a lot of brain cells that we do not use.
所以一谈到背圣经，我想我们有很多人会想说啊，老了啦，这今天背一背，明天就忘了。
Therefore, sometimes when we're asked to memorize Bible verses, we might think, but we're so old, if I memorize some today, I'll forget it tomorrow, for sure.
只要，你家电话号码你讲得出来，你家的住址你讲得出来，你就有资格背圣经。
But as long as you can still memorize your own telephone number, as long as you can still memorize your own address, then I'm sure you're able to memorize some Bible verses.
我们做生意的，我们总想要说我的投资报酬率要最高。
When we do business, we want a great reward.
背圣经，你的投资报酬率会是非常非常的高。
And when you memorize Bible verses, you will for sure have a great reward.
做父母亲的，你如果带头背圣经，你的小孩子也不能不背。
As parents, if you start memorizing Bible verses, then your children will have to memorize Bible verses as well.
你的小孩子如果跟你一起背圣经，我告诉你，你教小孩子，能够轻省这个没有30%，也50%。就是比较容易，教导你的孩子。
If you memorize Bible verses, and your children will also memorize Bible verses with you, and I can tell you, it will save you a lot of trouble teaching your children.
我家有八个兄弟姐妹。
I had 8 brothers and sisters.
六个女的，两个男的。
There were six girls and two boys.
啊，当我们兄弟俩快要结啊可以结婚的时候。
And when the two of our brothers were about to get married.
我妈妈说，你们两兄弟哈、哦、生的加起来有我多就好了。
My mom told me it would be great if the two of you can have kids, kids the greater sum of thanksgiving, glory, and praise be unto your name.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.